Meanwhile, in Bahrain, the Saudi-backed regime has detained another human rights activist as its brutal crackdown on the opposition continues. Bahraini forces have arrested Mahdi Ayyar in the northern village of Barbar. His arrest comes after regime thugs set his house ablaze last week. Bahraini regime has also charged 21 political activists with attempting to overthrow the ruling family. Meanwhile, authorities have cut off electricity to the eastern island of Sitra and troops surrounded several villages in the area. Well, this is human rights groups have criticized the West for turning a blind eye to the brutal crackdown on pro-reform protests in Bahrain. The Bahrain Center for Human Rights says the response from the West has been timid. It says when compared to Libya, the Western response shows clear practices of double standards in its foreign policy. Nabil Rajab of the group also said that such policy has led to a significant rise in Saudi influence in the tiny Persian Gulf state. Manama has imposed a state of emergency in the country following the arrival of Saudi-led troops back in March. So far, dozens have been killed and hundreds arrested in regime's clampdown on protesters. Saudi-led forces have swept up politicians, journalists and even medical staff. Several detainees have died in police custody. Rights groups accuse Manama of torture and abuse. In other news, the Iraqi senior cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has paid a visit to Qatar. The leader of Iraq's Sadr movement said he discussed the ongoing situation in Bahrain with Qatari officials. He also brought up the issue of U.S. troop presence in Iraq. Sadr added that there were positive talks on both issues. Some Bahraini sources say the leader might visit Manama on his way back to Iraq.